Hi there, Travis. Thanks for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here, and Tara wanted me to get on the line, of course, to get you the details of the service, how it works and what's included, answer any questions that you have. And then because the business is very new since March, of course, you would qualify when I apply it for a new in business rate, which actually saved you quite a bit. Happy Thursday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Thank you. It's going good. How's your day?
Not bad. Not bad at all. I appreciate you asking. Now, Travis, I've got your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, right? That pack result that does pop up right near the top of the page.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. It's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't really know who to call. And for you especially, being that it's a young company, that's pretty powerful. People won't need to know the name Hometown Renovation Services, but they need someone who does what you do. They're going on Google. They're going on Bing. They're typing in deck installation or carpenter near me, whatever they might be typing in, right? Your business and a website that we'll build for you will be one of the things people see. Obviously, you use Google yourself. You know, you won't ever be the only company that pops up when someone does that type of search. And of course, not everyone will ultimately decide to call you, but that's okay. I mean, I actually think that's a good thing. Travis, you're not going to get a bunch of random phone calls from people who don't really know what they're looking for, or they're just looking for the cheapest guy or a bunch of estimates. You'll get calls from someone who will have seen the website that we'll build for you first, so we can get really specific about your services, your company, showcase before and after photos. By the time someone decides to call you, it's probably because they're pretty excited to speak with you. They want to work with you as long as you're available and your price is fair. Now, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. It's not just the first page of Google. That by itself would be worth it. Of course, that's where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. You'd also, though, be one of the top options on Bing, the other major search engine for those that choose Bing over Google. You'll have a Yelp listing, a Facebook page. You'll be found on Apple Maps, actually Facebook paid ads, too, so we can quickly get you found anywhere throughout your service area. Now, it's a month-to-month service. There's no contract. The reduced rate for a young company, while it is actually by far the lowest rate that we offer, Travis, it's not like an introductory rate. It will not balloon up on you later on. It's just going to be that same fixed rate. So it's kind of like an assistance program just to make it affordable for younger companies, because although there are no long-term contracts, we know our clients do tend to keep the service long-term because it's profitable, and of course, your success is our success, so we want to make it affordable for you. Now, that new in business rate is actually quite a bit more than 50% off the cost of the service. So you save $350 and it brings your rate down from what would have normally been $599 and still worth every penny as long as you can take on some work. But it brings it down to $249. And that $249 would be the exact amount. You're not paying for leads on top of that. You might get 15 jobs or 50 jobs. Big jobs or small, it's still going to be that same flat rate. Now, sometimes for the younger companies, they're going to allow me to do a website at no cost because it is month to month. We certainly want you to see success from the very beginning, and we know that most potential customers want to look at a website, so we do want you to have that website. I want to make it affordable for you. If I could get the website included, being that it's month to month, do you think that's something you might want for your business at this point?
I mean, it is, but I just had another company reach out on Google's behalf today, tell me that they could do it for $175.
Well, that probably wouldn't include Facebook ads, okay? And I mean, you're kind of servicing not just Richwoods, right? I mean, you might be servicing Columbia. Do you go to Jeff City?
No, I mean, that Jeff City's 2 hours from us.
Okay. But it looks like you might be servicing the neighboring towns and communities, right? That's weird, because I saw you. Columbia, Festus, Mexico, Eureka. The Angie's has got you listed for Jeff City. So if you're not being found or wanting to go there, you might want to tell them you don't want to get leads from there. That's a different service altogether, the Angie leads. You're not talking about that, right? You're talking somebody else called you and told you they could do Google. I mean, I could tell you that.
No, there was another company today that called and offered, and I actually shut him down because he wanted an answer immediately.
Oh, I got you.
A future partner in this, and I just wanted his outlook on things. And honestly, the gentleman was kind of an ass, so I just told him that I just do without, you know.
Gotcha. How's the Angie's working out for you so far?
So it just got set up today, and it was we just enrolled for it 2 days ago, so I haven't even had a chance to use it, to be honest.
Okay, gotcha. Well, that's a very different service. Of course, with that, you pay for every single lead, whether you get the job or not. Might end up costing you quite a bit more even than $249. And I don't know if this other company was going to include Facebook ads or not, but Facebook ads are another way to reach out to a lot of people who might not be actively searching to try and find somebody to call and maybe hire that day, but they know in the back of their head they've got a couple projects that they want to get done. And when they see your ad on Facebook, and Facebook ads cost about 20 or 22 cents per click, there's actually $100 of Facebook ads included in that $249. So you're going to get, 400 clicks every month from someone in your area, in your service area that you want us to make sure you're being found in. They're going to see you, and if they, see what they see with the website that we build. I don't know if this other company is offering to build a website or not, but I mean, this is going to get your phone ringing for sure. We've been doing this since 2004. I've been with the company myself for over 11 years, and I would definitely say, especially in recent years, the hardest part of my job is all of these so-called SEO companies claiming to be Google or saying they'll get you on the first page for, like you said, $170 or $100. I mean, most of them are what would fall under the category of Google resellers, meaning that they can sell and resell their services to competing businesses. With us, though, it's one business per area and industry, and that's strict Google guidelines. Now, I know you want to talk to your partner. I mean, I guess about the best I could do with it being at the end of the day here would be to send out an email to you. You could take a look at that. You can take a look at what your website, would look similar to. I mean, this is an example of one of our clients, someone who's been very successful for a long time and has given us permission to use their website as an example. And then, I'll follow up with you tomorrow. Hopefully you'll have a chance to speak with your future partner between now and then. What's a good email address either for you or for your company?
It's Travis at hometown. One word, which obviously email, sorry. Renovations services. So it's actually renovationservices.com.
Okay. So renovations and services, pluralized with S's on the end of both of those. I'll get that email out to you, and then you can either give me a call back.
I'm sorry, the S on services is at the end of renovations. It's renovation services. Go ahead.
So there is an N at the end of renovations or just renovation?
Just renovation services, renovation.
Okay. That's what I thought. And I don't know if it's different for the business name, but again, Angie has hometown renovations with an S on it, services, and an LLC at the end of it. So
that's the business name, but the email address is just a little shorter.
That's okay. That happens a lot. Just wanted to make sure. Hometown Renovations Services LLC is your business name. Travis at hometownrenovationservices.com is your email address. So I'll get that email out to you, follow up with you a little bit earlier on in the day tomorrow.
Do you have 5 minutes right now, sir?
I do, yeah.
So I got a work phone and a personal phone. Do you mind if I call my partner and us talk to him together?
Sure. Yeah, that'd be fine. We could definitely do that.
And what's the name of your company, sir?
So we're Local Splash. I'm going to send a link to you at least, too, as I'm getting this email put together. LocalSplash.com is our website. And the link is to the pricing page, localsplash.com/SEO-packages. You'd actually be looking at getting the Platinum package, which I would recommend for your service area and, of course, for your services. It's just reduced from $599 down to $249. So I'm sending that out to you. And I'm also going to send that email.
And that was with a free Facebook page?
And a website.
And a website design. Okay, so we personally have a website right
now. You have a website already?
Yes, sir, and we have a Facebook page. I don't know if that's the same as the ads or not for the company.
So Facebook ads are going to run on Facebook, so it's different than just having a Facebook page. This is actually like something that's going to be part of someone's live stream that they can click on. And, of course, it will lead to your Facebook page and to your website.
Okay. But let me see if I can't get him on the hook here real fast.
Hello?
Hey, buddy. Got a quick question for you.
Yeah?
Don't be talking like that, man. It's business.
What's up?
So I'm on the other line with this gentleman, and he is wanting to know if we want to purchase a place on the first page of Google.
Oh, man. What does that all entail?
Sir, you mind explaining a little bit?
Right. So because you guys are a very young company, you actually get reduced pricing here. So it would be the Platinum package, which is ideal for your service area, which I know you guys said you have a website. We wouldn't have to necessarily build one for you, but I'm including a website if you guys wanted us to do that for you. I haven't seen your website yet as I was talking to Travis, so I'm including that as well. But for Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, Facebook paid ads, so anyone in your service area will find your company without having to know the name of your business. If they're on the internet and they're looking or need someone who can do renovation or, you know, a deck build or, you know, flooring, trim, carpenter, whatever they might need, as long as it's something you guys want to be found for, we'll get real specific about the services you want to provide. Anyone in your service area will find you on Google and Bing as one of their top options. And, of course, on their Facebook page as well, they'll see your website, too. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate of $249. I know that for the services that you provide with Angie's, you might pay maybe $40 or $60 on the low end. It might be $140 on the high end for a single lead that you may or may not get, right? And those lead fees can add up pretty quickly when their job is to sell you leads. Our job is to get your phone ringing, and it's a flat rate whether you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month. Big jobs or small, residential or commercial, it's the flat rate of $249 a month. On a month-to-month basis, that price, though, is fixed. As long as you keep the service, it'll never go up, and it's to the penny. So there's no hidden taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees or anything like that.
What do you think?
So it's $250 a month.
Yep.
And when someone Googles siding,
sure,
we're gonna pop up
on the first page.
We'll talk to you about all the different keywords, all the different services you want to be found for. You're not going to be limited how someone types it in, even if they're misspelling it. But siding, for example, yeah. If you guys build decks or, you know, any framing or finished work or trim molding, anything you guys want to be found for, sheds, you know, we can make sure that you're being found for those searches. Now, of course, I do want to make sure that you're aware you won't be the only company that pops up when someone in your area is looking for someone who does what you do. But as long as you're on that first page where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made, you'll definitely get phone calls. And get, no matter how many calls you get or how many jobs you turn those calls into, it's that flat rate. And keep in mind, people will see the website before they call you, whether it's the one that you've got or one that we would build for you. You know, they're only calling you after seeing it. So they're hoping at that point, by the time they decide to dial your number, that you're available and that your price is fair because they want to work with you. So you kind of get to pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you, whether it's a big job that's going to pay you well or even a small job that you can get done quickly and move on to that next one. Because like I said, no matter how many jobs, big or small, as long as you can fit them into your work day and your work week, it's a flat rate. And the best part about it is never going to go up. I did kind of mention the Angies, and obviously that's very new for you guys. Travis was saying you just got it set up, haven't really gotten any leads for you. I know that it's a lead-based service, and it's different than what we do. It doesn't conflict at all with being a first top option on the first page. A lot of my clients, though, find that they can scale back on paying for leads once we get their phone ringing. You guys might want to do that same thing. But I also want to make it affordable, and being that you guys just set up with that one, I'm going to waive the one-time setup fee, which would not normally be $99, just as a setup fee to attach to the first month. It would be $249 out the door.
Okay, so now you said something about a website, correct? Do you go and build like a whole website for us?
We could do that. I mean, just as Travis was dialing your number, he mentioned that you guys have a website already. Again, I haven't seen it myself. We wouldn't be able to make changes to that one. It's on somebody else's platform and their code, but we would build a brand new site for you. And if you wanted us to, we could use the existing domain and build out a new site. We'd talk to you about mission statement, motto, slogan, you know, what's unique about your business. Of course, you send us the photos. The construction of the site would be included, and the hosting, maintenance, and updating of the site would be included as well. So we can always use any photos that you already have, and as we send you more jobs, you guys can just send us more photos or even videos, and we can add that to your website on your own. You guys would get a detailed reporting and tracking system as well, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting and where it's coming from. And one of the things that some of our clients like is that there's a website editor tool that you'll have access to, so you can actually make changes to your own website if you want to. I'd say the vast majority, at least two-thirds, maybe 75% even, would want us to do everything, and we can do that for you too. As long as we get your phone ringing and you're getting the jobs, most of our clients are happy with just that. But a lot of our clients do want to make changes to their website, and you can do that too.
And that's one thing that I can say is we strongly neglected our website.
Okay.
Since we've been in business, you know, we're small and we're trying to take on a lot just to try to establish a name.
Yep.
That's
yep.
The least of our priority.
No, I hear that all the time. That's for sure. And that's why, you know, that's one of the things that we offer, you know, and we'll make those changes. If you just say, hey, you know, can you add this photo or can you offer this additional service or, you know, maybe like a senior discount or like a holiday special or something like that, we can always make those changes for you. Just let us know what you want and we'll do it for you. And there's no cost for us to do that. I mean, obviously, as business owners, you guys already have a lot on your plate, and working on a website is like you said, one of your lowest priorities. But even if you had time to build out a great-looking website, and since websites are powerful conversion tools, of course, they only work when people see it, though, and most consumers don't even go past the first page when they're looking for what they need. Most websites end up like a billboard on a dirt road. It's there, but people don't see it. They don't know about it. Or like a digital business card. You have to tell people the name of your website. And you guys are a young company, right? So like traditional word of mouth is not yet that reliable factor sending new jobs your way. But Google's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet, and every new customer that finds you on Google becomes someone who can use your services for a different project and, of course, recommend you to their friends and family. And you'd have that online presence. You'd have that professional website, Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, conversion-driven, anytime someone is either looking for your company specifically by name or just by a service that you provide, they'll see that. And, of course, that means a lot of people will call you.
All right, next question for you here. do you guys give breaks if you pay in like a year total, or is it only month to month?
So let me do the math on this. You guys still would save, just real quick, math tells me you'd still save. I did reduce the price from $599 down to $249. Normally, like the best I would do would be like $299, right? So you multiply that by 12, you're looking at $3,600, you'd save $1,100. Real quick math though, since a 1 year is $2,500, you're looking at getting 2 months for free if you decided to go that route, right? Because that $249 times 10 is, you know, almost $2,500 right there, and then you'd get two extra months for free. Even with the reduced pricing, you'd still save a little bit with the 1 year, but the 1 year is designed to be a huge savings for someone that's not already getting that big discount up front on the month-to-month. Like I said, if it's like $299, you save $1,100 or $349, you know. Yeah, you guys are brand new, you know. I mean, just I think since it was March, right? So end of March, yeah, a couple months.
Go ahead, Trev, I'm sorry.
Well, I just personally think that website management, it would be huge for us. You did say something about Facebook ads
mm-hmm.
being from our company.
Right.
That would be pretty sweet how many times you scroll through Facebook and somebody's business pops up.
Correct. Yeah. And of course with Facebook, you know, they don't even have to be actively searching for someone who does what you do. I mean, on Google and Bing, you get that already when someone, you know, for example, is looking for someone who does siding or any of the other services, you guys will pop up. On Facebook, you know, they're just like scrolling through on their own time and, you know, just looking for something to look at for the most part. But when they see your ads, they see your website and they think, oh yeah, you know, that deck is kind of needing a little bit of repair or whatever it might be, right? They just have something in the back of their head that they know they need to have done. There's $100 of Facebook ads still included in that package, meaning originally that package, and it's listed on our website at $5.99 a month, reduced to $2.49 a month, but the $100 of Facebook ads was left in its entirety. And when it's like 20 or 22 cents per click, $100 equates to about 400 clicks every month from someone in your service area who could find you on their Facebook page, find that website that we'll create and manage for you, and it just gives them the reasons to pick up the phone to call you. It's just another way to reach out to more people online that would be in your service area and might be needing your services.
Wow.
The other thing I know, real quick, I just wanted to touch on it before I forget. If you guys decide to take it on a month-to-month basis and decide, hey, I love it, it's great, can we still do that 1 year, we would just prorate the difference. So you're not going to be losing anything that you invest with us. You can always, you know, get that 1 year deal and still save the two months for free at the end of the year.
Yes, sir. I'd definitely like to try it out, but we just pay everything up front. I never went to the grocery store and grabbed a gallon of milk and took a drink before I paid for it.
Yeah, I hear you.
So I'd like to see where we start and what we need to do. I'm interested in it. I think it'd be huge for our company. And it can be dropped at any point, correct?
That's correct. Because we're Google partners, we have to go by Google guidelines, which means the service is offered on a month-to-month basis. Even if it's a 1 year that you guys decide to do or at some point did decide to do, it's only designed to save you money over time. It's not a commitment. You can cancel and we would prorate a refund for you. But just to answer your question directly, it is month-to-month. There is no contract, so you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can also pause it. If you get more work than you can take on, if you want to go on vacation, if you wanted to pause it during the winter time, you can do that too. We pause everything. We don't charge it during that time or after the fact. Just everything's on pause. We don't take anything down except for the Facebook app, because of course that's budgeted for out of the $249. But we don't take your website down. We obviously aren't going to go in there and tinker with it and update and do blog posts and things that we normally would do if it's paused. But everything's paused, including the billing.
Hey, Ted, I got to jump off here.
All right, buddy.
I think we should try it.
Okay.
I don't think we should jump into the year right away.
1 year. I don't think you should either.
I was just wanting to know if that was an option, say if this is really bringing in a whole bunch of work here.
You know, in
6 months, can we just go ahead and pay for a year and it save us something?
You always can. You always can, but we want to earn your business first. We want to make sure that you love it.
Well, sir, I appreciate your time, and I apologize for talking funny with Travis.
No, that's okay. The beginning part of the call was pretty funny, and he's like, hey, man, we're trying to conduct business here. And no, I liked it. It made me laugh.
Yep. Next time he at least has to send me a text message and let me know,
text
huh?
Text message first.
Hey, Kurt.
All right,
Cody, thank
you. Yep, I'm headed to softball, man. I'll see you tomorrow.
So what do we do from here, sir? I'm out of time for today. What's that?
Okay. Yeah, I was just going to say, if you've got 5-10 minutes, we can get everything set up. The bulk of it's done on a follow-up call, and that's a client interview, and we're already booked out for the end of the day anyway. The company name, though, is Hometown Renovations Services, and the LLC is something you want to be part of it too, right?
So on our business cards, it's not presented that way. And unfortunately,
okay.
I'm in a different truck at this point in time, and I cannot remember off the top of my head how exactly it looks. Well, I guess I got a hat on, so I can look at that. Yeah, it's Hometown Renovation Services. Renovations Services.
Okay, and we'll lose the LLC. The phone number that we're speaking on right now, is this going to be the main business number?
Yes, it is, and I have it that way. That way I can put my phone down at the end of the night, and anybody who needs to get that is actually important to my, not customers, aren't important, but family, emergencies, things
gotcha.
Like that can get on the phone.
Of course. Oh, Travis, Tara never did get your last name, sir.
It's Arnold, A-R-N-O-L-D.
Okay, perfect. So I really just need a couple of minutes here. We'll schedule that follow-up call with your technician. It's $249 as an out-the-door cost, and how did you want to take care of that, credit or debit?
Debit, please.
Okay. MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what's going to work best for you, sir?
It's a MasterCard.
MasterCard. Is it your name first and last on the card? Is there a middle initial or anything like that?
Just the middle initial.
Or the business name? Okay. What is that initial?
So it's Travis L. Arnold Hometown Renovations on
okay,
the card.
Perfect. All right. You said that was a MasterCard. That should start with a 5. All MasterCards do. I'm
yes,
actually...
it's a 5.
Ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
5281-2300-0082-8311.
The expiration month and year?
02/26.
And the last 3 on the back?
682.
Okay. I have 682, 682 on the back. I've got 02 or February of 2026 for the expiration. The card itself, was it 5281-2300-0082-8311?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, I've got an address. Is this the billing address, the 10629 Clear Creek Road, 63071?
Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. Now, I do need to real quick read a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know it's month to month. And in this case, we're including the website management, the Facebook ads, that we waived your setup fee. The voice verification, Mr. Arnold, is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It's actually pretty straightforward. I know your time is valuable. I'll get through it as quick as I can without being rude, but please do try stop me if you need me to. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Arnold, this part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please state or restate the name of your business that you wanted to appear online?
Hometown Renovation Services.
Okay, that's exactly how I have that. And please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name's Travis Arnold, and I am owner estimator at Hometown Renovation.
And then as the owner estimator at Hometown Renovation Services, Mr. Arnold, you are, of course, then authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, that MasterCard in your name, of course, you're an authorized user on that account as well, right? Of course. Now, it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. It is, of course, our job to make sure that your phone is ringing, that people in your area are able to contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion. The phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company as well as from your potential customers. Travis, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, I do. I'm by my phone constantly.
Perfect, perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it's month to month. We are already aware of the Angies, and there is no conflict there. Whether you love it, hate it, or somewhere in between, if you decide to keep it or get rid of it, it's not going to conflict with anything that we do. The reason that we ask, though, is all the content that we'll create. We wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And equally or even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else. Of course, you won't need to. We're just saying if you do decide to hire someone that you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so that we can make sure that all of that information is always accurate. Mr. Arnold, that's fair enough, right?
I agree to that.
Perfect. Travis, we're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you. We'll also make sure that no physical address appears for your business. That 10629 Clear Creek Road, that's not an address that customers go to, right? That's not like a showroom or brick-and-mortar location.
So right now, we are working out of our home,
perfect.
Me and my wife. And then after,
gotcha.
we're in the middle of setting up an office space at this second at a different location.
If the address ever changes, just let us know. Like I said, we can update everything. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, including waiving your setup fee with it being month to month and the website included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 20th of June, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. Now, again, that is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Travis, this does include content on Google, Bing, all of the additional relevant directories, the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost, and in this case, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That website is also included, meaning that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 20th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $249. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. It is, as I mentioned earlier, a month-to-month service offered completely at will, so you can stop at any time. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do have a question. So,
Sure.
As busy as we are, I have a hard time sometimes keeping up with things as like expiration dates on cards and stuff. And
okay.
And if this is very profitable, and in 26 when this card expires, will I at least get a courtesy heads up if I don't catch it before I renew the card?
That's a great question. So if for any reason that does happen, your account stays active for 25 days, and we will call you probably the next day. We'll say, hey, looks
Perfect.
Like the card on file expired some point between last month and this month, and did you want to update that with new information? We would call you probably, you know, until we contacted you. And then we start sending you emails saying, hey, we're getting close to 25 days. Your account is in danger of canceling if you don't reach back out to us. But it has that 25-day grace period at the end.
I understand. Thank you for the information.
Not a problem. Not a problem. It's a good question. Good question. I get that every now and then. So like I said, it's month to month. There's no contract. You can stop it any time. You can pause it for any reason. No questions asked or fees involved. And like I said, you can even pause it seasonally if necessary. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that, Travis, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Arnold, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
All right, and that actually does conclude the voice verification. Now, in about a minute, you're going to receive a confirmation email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. It'll have our contact information on there, our client support phone number, the hours of operation, the support email on there. You'll also receive an additional email. First month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. When you receive either that email, you'll also get a text. So when you receive either of those, just let me know. Wanted to kind of walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule your follow-up call. Again, this would be tomorrow. We're booked out for the rest of the day. You don't have to be in front of a computer for this call, but we do schedule by the hour. The call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. Let's see, we could do as early as 9 o'clock or as late as 5 o'clock tomorrow, with just the one exception of their lunch break, which is 2 o'clock.
Let's do 9 for sure. I can't.
9 o'clock?
It's hard for me to find time in the evening.
I got you. So I'm going to send out a calendar invite. You'll also at 8 o'clock get a reminder that the call itself is scheduled at 9. The calendar invite is going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview to be Conducted in English. And then, I did want to do one other thing here, just to add another layer of protection for you, just a simple question and answer, a little bit of extra security on your account. Just in case anyone calls us and says, hey, they're with Hometown Renovation Services, if it's you or Cody, we might every now and then ask you to confirm the answer to the security question. More importantly, though, especially about a week from now, once your website is active and online, if you start getting phone calls from anyone claiming to be either Google or Local Splash, if they don't know my name, which is Paul Gordon, if they don't know the question and the answer, politely let them go. And if they're asking you for more money for your Google listing, for sure, just let them go. The voice verification has already been recorded. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection, and it clearly states it bills once a month on the 20th for exactly $249, and it would never be a penny more. Now, your Your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
My first pet's name.
First pet. And then what is the answer?
Buster.
Buster. Okay. I have to type it in twice just to confirm, but you're all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message?
I got the local slash of support. And then
you got a couple of them, yeah. Our system sends out emails in bulk every couple of minutes, so they sometimes get separated out, which I prefer. In this case, you got everything all at once. But the one that we want you to see is the one that says local splash initial invoice. If you click on that one, it's going to say something like, thank you for choosing local splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. When you click on that click here, it's going to go to the local splash terms of experience, talking about everything that we'll be providing for you, everything we went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but you know, Google is going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, but it's about 1 out of 10 that will choose Bing over Google. We'll mirror the content on Bing so those people can find you too. Of course, we're going to do the custom website for you. We'll do the Facebook ads as well. You'll see the long line that goes across that populates your number. We do want you to click on the two boxes below that. One is to receive SMS or text messages. The other to certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card on file. And then the longer box with the arrow pointing towards it, that's where you would type in or copy and paste your name. It does have to be an exact match, so it's case sensitive. The T, L, and A are all capitalized, and there's not a period after the middle initial of L. Our system does not like punctuation in that particular field, so it's just Travis L, no period Arnold. Again, the T, L, and A are all capitalized. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space before it or after. You'll see the confirm signature box to the right or maybe below it if you're on your smartphone. Click on that and it does a few things. It lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've waived your setup fee, that we've included the website, etc. It also allows us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business, and also to do the initial MapW audit to make sure any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. If you see it take you to the next page, the login screen, and asking for your username and password, you can actually stop right there.
So I am at the username and password.
So the reason you're seeing that, our dashboard portal is coming from the same place that you're going to use to access your tracking system. And the automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it now, so it's asking you to log in. If you do try it, you're just going to get a message saying that we're still setting everything up. We do have to do your client interview tomorrow at 9, then we'll get everything up and active. You'll get a text and an email once your tracking system is active. Your login information you can find on the welcome email. Your username cannot be changed because it's in our system the same way. We make it easy for us to access and easy for you to remember. It's the phone number we're speaking on. Area code's included, but just numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So, of course, it's 573-650-2354. That's your username. The default password, which you can change once you get into your system, is PPC Money. Again, you'll find all of that with our client information, or I should say our client support information, on that welcome email. The other email that you got talks about helping us get you Google verified. Now, it doesn't have to be everything on that list, but if you can send us any of those photos, photos of tools and equipment, your work vehicle, business card, anything like that, is the business licensed and insured or not yet? Travis, you still there?
Sorry, I had you muted. A tractor went by. We are insured. Can you hear me? Workman's comp, and we do have cover a general liability policy.
Okay, and of course it's LLC already.
Yes, sir.
All right, perfect. Like I said, it doesn't have to be everything on there. I know there's no, like, physical workplace since you kind of work out of the home, work out of the truck. Google's fine with where you park your vehicle when you're not using it. for work. That photo would be fine for that one. There's a link on there that you can use to send us that information. Other than that, we'll give you that phone call at 9 in the morning. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will actually be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you might have. I might already be on a call, in which case they'll just call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. But I do hope I am available just to say a real quick hello to you, because it's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Yes, sir. And so you asked about a license. So this county that we operate out of does not require us to have license, but I will get city license depending on what town it asks to be in. Or wherever clients may be. So, I mean, I'm not opposed to spending extra money where it's due. I don't know how that happened or how that works with this setup here.
It's just something that it all gets sent out. It's automated, and everyone gets it. Even if they're already PIN verified, everyone still gets that email. But it's always case specific. So like I said, it doesn't have to be everything on there. If the county doesn't require licensing, that's okay. Google knows it. It just gets sent out that way. Like I said, you don't have to send everything on there, but anything you can send our way does help us expedite the process. Google just wants to make sure that every business on that first page is in fact an actual local business that would provide those services when called.
I understand.
All right. Real pleasure speaking with you and Cody. Again, you guys made me laugh at the end of a long day. I really appreciate that. I appreciate your kindness and your patience as well. I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. You know, we're pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, too. Real pleasure speaking with you, Mr. Arnold. You take care. You enjoy the rest of the night, sir.
Have a good rest of your day. Thank you.
Thank you. You too. Bye now.